With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the United States has seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela amid mounting tensions with the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. It's the Trump administration's latest push to increase pressure on Maduro, who's been charged with narco-terrorism in the U.S. Trump told reporters at the White House other things are happening, but he didn't offer additional details. The daughter of Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has accepted the Nobel Peace Prize on her mother's behalf. She said Wednesday in a speech written by Machado that Venezuela shows the world we must be willing to fight for freedom. Ana Corina Sosa says there are hopes her mother will be back home soon.
She wants to live in a free Venezuela, and she will never give up on that purpose. That is why we all know, and I know, that she will be back in Venezuela very soon.
Australia's social media ban for young people is now in effect. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At a news conference in Sydney, attended by parents, stakeholders and grassroots campaigners, Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese speaks of his pride as a world-first social media ban for children under 16 comes into effect across the country.
This is Australia showing enough is enough.
Albanese feels sure the reform will change lives. Experts have raised concerns about the enforceability of the policy. Platforms like Facebook and TikTok face hefty fines if they don't comply. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 497 points, the Nasdaq rose 77. This is SRN News. A new poll on immigration and religion.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that on the question of whether to allow illegal immigrants to become U.S. citizens, majorities of all major faith groups say yes, except for white evangelical Protestants, of which only 46% support the proposal. As for President Trump's efforts to deport people who are in this country illegally, white evangelical, white mainline Protestants, and white Catholics all support what he is doing. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal on a Texas free speech case. The decision allows local officials to remove books deemed objectionable from public libraries. The case began in 2022 when a group of state residents sued over the removal of more than a dozen books, including several that promote the LGBT lifestyle. A court ruled the removal did not violate freedom of speech. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
As expected, a big announcement today from the Fed.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to lower our policy interest rate by a quarter percentage point.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell.
Although some key government data have yet to be released, available indicators suggest that economic activity has been expanding at pace. Consumer spending appears to have remained solid, and business fixed investment has continued to expand. In contrast, activity in the housing sector remains weak.
Today's cut reduced the rate by a quarter point to about 3.6%. Oil companies have offered $279 million for drilling rights in the Gulf of Mexico. It would be the first offshore lease sale in what the administration now calls the Gulf of America in 23 years. Some 30 companies submitted bids. Things were booming on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 497 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.